time thinking there was a very important Musa Hassel that we could learn from this. During the blackout, we learned how much important things depended on electricity. And when the lights went out, so many other important things went out. And the moment that they restored the power, they quote, they fixed it, all of a sudden everything started to work again. And I was thinking, this one tikkun, one improvement that changed so much in our lives. Sometimes you have an inyan in ruchnius. It's the same story. It's something that affects so much of our lives, so many different parts of our lives. And sometimes a little kayak, a little power, a little fixing, a little tikkun, a little chizuk changes so much, more than we could even imagine, more than we could begin to understand. And tonight, Bez Hashem, I'd like to discuss one such inyan, a kleinikite, bemis a kleinikite, that in so many different ways affect our daily lives. The Medrash in Parshas Koyach in Yudches Chaf Aleph, there is the pasuk in Shmuel that David HaMelech hukam oil, zok the Medrash that keneged meya brachas oil, ayin lamed is 100. Zok the Medrash bechol yoyim hayu meisim Yisrael meya anoshim, there was a terrible plague, 100 yidin were dying daily. But David v'tikin lahem meya brachas. And David was misakin to say meya brachas. And right then, Magefa stopped. Obviously, if 100 yidin died every day, there was a reason for it. Yisurim b'loichet. And David literally saved Klal Yisrael. And this is the mekar of the inyan of the chiyah of state in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Memvav to say 100 brachas every day. But the obvious shaila which needs a hezba, how does it work? Why does it work? It's a nice thing to say 100 brachas, but how does that stop a terrible magefa that obviously Klal Yisrael deserves? But you see how important it is. You learn the Gemara in Menachos Mem Gimel. Rav Meir Oimer, there's a chiyah to say 100 brachas. Shenema the pasuk in Parshas Ekev, va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem ulikecha shoyel mi'ima. It seems it wasn't David's takana. It seems like it's a pasuk. And taka the Rishayim, I saw the Yosef Oimer and Simonun quotes the Manig Rabbeinu B'chai said the same thing. That really the Yisayda Meir Brachas is a chiyah is a lachol Moshe Mitzinai. Shachrum Yidin forgot, and David came along and David reminded us of the obligation. So it's interesting, it's not just David Takana, it's a Chiyav Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai. And more so, what's really strange, look where the mocker of this Chiyav. Ma Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Mi'imach Arboisai, a Yid that thinks of the Eivishter, the one thing the Eivishter wants from us, and what is the one thing? Meya brachas, of all places, of all psukim, why is it that meya brachas is the one thing the Eibishter wants from us? And what also obviously needs a hezba, what's the shaykhah? The Eibishter has one thing, one request, ki im liyira that he should have yira shamayim. And pumped in this pasuk, the one request of yira shamayim, that's where chazal, that's where Kaviyachal the Eibishter found fit to see a makar of saying 100 brachas every day. Obviously there's some shaykhis, there's some connection between Yiras Shamayim, Mo Hashem, Shoyel Mi'imach, and this inyan of Meir Brachas, and the shayla is, what's the hemshach? And the truth is, the more you learn, the more you're surprised, more than needs a hezba, when you see the inyan of Meir Brachas. The Matei Moshe Simon Memvav quotes from the Ur Zeruah, one of the Rishonim, a mice of Pella Ayin Shom, of how a Yid that was a Yid, an Adam Kal, a simple person, was Zoicha to a remarkable Chedek in Gan Eden. And the story there is just phenomenal, and he asked him, he came back in a Cholam, and he asked him, why are you Zoicha? One Chus I have. I used to say, Brachais, B'Kol Nam, B'Beis HaKnesses. he would say the Birchas HaShachar with great kavana, and that's why he was zeichet to such a remarkable schar. See here, Amola Maisa, this is a story with a reliable source, a quote, a inside scoop, Min HaShemayim, they're telling us that he's zeichet to a remarkable schar because of brachas. The Bach in Simon Mevav again also says that the Eitzah to a Mageifa to say brachas with kavana. The Rebbeinu B'chai in Kadakemach says the Choyva Atzuma for a person to be careful with Birchas Hanenin. The Rekeach in Parshas Chayisora, his Lashon speaks for itself. La'olam haba ein soif l'matan schar. There's no end to the schar for brachas that a Yid says. The shaila is, what's the pshat? What's the greatness of Meir Brachas that it's actually Alach L'Moshe Mitzinai? What's the relationship between Brachas and Yerushalayim? Why this phenomenal schar? And I guess most of all, why of all things? Why of all mitzvahs? That's what Hashem Aleichecha Shoyel means. Rabbi says, a tremendous lesson, which we could mice in a daily life that we could implement. But I think we could see from this sugya. It's that small tikkun that could affect so much in our lives. A bacha once came to the chazanish and they were talking, and the chazanish all of a sudden tells him, you know, I'm all, you see a person that has a terrible nefilah. One day he's learning, the next day he's almost off the derech. You think something happened that caused this terrible nefilah? It's not true. It was a long time ago. All along he had a shvachkeit. It's just today we see it. But don't think it's some maisa that happened yesterday, but it's an old story, it's an old tzara. The bacha heard, and he finished talking, he left. He got back from Bnei Brak, he got back to Yerushalayim where he lived, and he chapped a pachat. Why did the chazanish tell that to him? Why is he telling me at a bacha that false? Did he see something wrong with me? He spoke, and he asked his chava, this is what the chazanish told me, what's the message, what's his point? So they decided the only aid to go back to Bnei Brak and ask the chazanish, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, what did you mean with those words? So he came to the chazanish, and the chazanish smiled and says, don't worry, I didn't mean you, I was just teaching an important lesson. Emuna mi hadvarim hatzrichon chizik tamidi. Emuna is one inyan that needs a chizik constantly. All our tzaris, all our nefilis, all our averis is because somewhat there's a chesaron in emuna. And that's what I meant to tell you. You know, this type of story is a story that's hard to fully understand, to fully appreciate how much chokhma, how much hadracha, how much godless in this simple verse of the chazanish. How important it is for every person to be focused, to be thinking about emuna. Isn't it unusual? Like we just mentioned, the pasuk va'ata Yisrael ma Hashem olekecha shoyel mi'imach. The one thing the Eibishter wants, ki im le'yira. And like the Rishonim teach, there's a chiyuv of steiging in Yerushalayim from this pasuk. The Arzaruah and Chelik Aleph, Simon Mamdal, one of the Rishonim, he wonders about a Gemara in need to tell the story. And Fred the Arzaruah, what's the message of this story, the Gemara says? Zok the Arzaruah el Shema Mina, the Leka Bracha Chashuva Meir HaShemayim. There's no greater bracha than someone that lives with Yir HaShemayim. And that's what the Chazanish is telling this bracha. A person has to be focused. A person has to be thinking and aware that there's no greater bracha than Yir HaShemayim. But I think what life would be, what every day would be, if we would live with the Yira, with the Emuna of what really is the first halach in Shulchan Aruch. Halay Davo, isn't it unusual? The very first halach in Shulchan Aruch, which obviously is the Hakdama to Dalet Chelke Shulchan Aruch, is the lashon of the Ramah quoting the Rambam, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samit. And then he goes on to say, what does that mean? Why is that the Klal Gadol? The Maila Tatadikim Yosim Eliba Zakhtir Ama Shamelech HaGod LaKadosh Baruch Hu Asmaloi Chalaret Kvaydai Oymed Allah V'roya Ma'isav. A person is not living alone. He's living with the Eibishta, with Bari Olam Oymed Allah V'royayim. Try to think what davening would look like if we would live with the Shivisi. Try to think what our learning would be. What a mitzvah that we do. The Tama mitzvah we have. Try to think what the zehiris in mitzvahs, what the zehiris in Lashon Hara would be if we would really feel like the Ramad Mechayiv, that the Eibishta is Oymed Ala V'roya Ma'isav. Try to think what the Bein Adam Ala Chaveroi would be if we would live with this Klal Gadol of Shivisi Hashem. Oy, what life would be, what Avodas Hashem would be, the Noyam, the Mesikos, the Zizkeit of a Bar Torah would be if we would see the Eibishta, the Nachas the Eibishta has in the Bar Torah. Chofetz Chaim was once going the wagon, and the wagon driver got hungry, so he stopped, pulled over to the roadside, and went to an apple tree and started pulling down an apple. So the Chofetz Chaim started yelling, "Ezet, Ezet!" He's watching. So the wagon driver runs back into the wagon and looks around and he goes, "Who's looking? Who's? I don't see the owner watching." So he goes, "Ezet, Ezet!" And he pointed up to Shemayim, "Ezet!" If we see a Chofetz Chaim, if we know the Chofetz Chaim, the Rabban Shel Yisrael, the Gadol, the Tzaddik, if the Chofetz Chaim became all what he became, it's because he lived the life of Ezet, Ezet. Vu Egeit and Vu Estate, the Chofetz Chaim realized, Ezet, Ezet, the Eibishta is watching. If it was the Chofetz Chaim that was such a gadol, because he lived with this bracha chashuva that's called Yiras Shamayim. But how? How do we come to this madrega, this gava? How do we do what the Eibishta really wants from us? Naturally, there are Eitzes, Sifrei Musa, Sifrei Yira. But today I want to focus on perhaps a more common, a more practical, something that's readily available and accessible to us 100 times a day. How do we come to this bracha chashuva? How do we come to do what Hashem Aleikecha Shoyel Mi'imach? The Eitzah is Meir Bracha. You know, I once said the Eibishta Kaviyachol, one of the special features, uniqueness, I could almost call it a patent, because Nebuch, so many people, they don't see the Eibishta. They're living in a world, they see that the Nisyonis, the Taivis, but they don't see the Eibishta, and it's so hard for them to realize Ezet, Ezet. They're living with the Eibishta that we see, the Pasuk, the Kael Mistater, that they can't see it. If only I saw the Yad Hashem. And then there are people, millions of people, plus it's the Babas that we had, the Chol Dar Vadar, that for them the Eibishta was all over. It was almost a bechina of Les Asar Poni Minei. Wherever they were, they saw the Eibishta. Hashemayim Misaprim Tavoy Kael. Su Mara Meinechem Urumi Bara Eile. They saw the Eibishta. They took an apple. They made a bracha Boirei Pri Ha'eit. In the apple, they saw there's a Boirei Pri Ha'eit. They saw the Eibishta in the eyes that they see, in the ears that they hear. A person has to be blind not to see the Eibishta. Two people can live in this world. For one, it's a Kael Mistata, they can't see the Eibishta. And for one, there's not a place that they don't see the Eibishta. How is a person Zoicha to live in that world of Sivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit? How is a person Zoicha that from the Kael Mistater it's become like the Navi describes as Tel Chai Bekir Bechem. There's a living Eibishter within you, Tamid Lenegdi. There's one Eibishter that's called Meir Brachis. You take a cup of soda, you make the Brachis Shakal Nihi Abidvarai. Did you ever stop and think the simple meaning, the positive meaning of Shakal Nihi Abidvarai? You look around, you see a world of niflois and millions and billions of ployim of the Bria. And you know what we say when we make the Brachis Shakal Nihi Abidvarai? The whole world and all the niflois was the Dvar Hashem Shamayim Nasa. Could you imagine what a bracha shakol niya b'dvorei, how a yid that says it with kavana should become shikah with emunah, shakol the whole world of the plants and the trees and the mosquitoes and the humans and everything is all b'dvar Hashem? You make a bracha b'orei pri ha'eit. You see the apple and you see the Bari Island that was Bari Priyai. You take the Maitzi Lecha Min Ha'aretz. Think what the meaning is, Rabbi say. Think what the simple meaning. They're saying the matters of why is it a lesson? Hoiva Ha Maitzi. You know, I think the message is it's supposed to make a Yid Shikku with Amuna. For the Goyisha Ai. Why, how did I get this piece of bread? Well, there's a farmer, and there's a harvester, and there's a shipper, and a baker, and a delivery man, and a grocery. So many people were involved in making this piece of bread. And the maimon gets up, and it makes a bracha, ha-moitzi lechem, what's the aleph apak? Ha-moitzi lechem min ha-aretz. You, Hashem, aleikeinu melech ha-olam. You are moitzi, elashen hoiva. There's a constant Shivisi Lenegdi Summit, and you gave me the piece of bread. Look what a bracha ha-moitzi lecha min ha-aretz could do to a person. We say Shemayne Esra 3 times a day, 57 brachas. You know what we're saying in no uncertain terms? Everything is Hashem melech ha-olam. Das, licha, refua, geula. And think about it. Why is it that in everything we do we make a bracha? It's a yid that's living with the Eibishter. Imagine a person wins the lottery. It's synonymous with mazel, with luck, right? The guy says, my luckiest day. And a yid gets up and he makes a bracha b'shem ha-malchus, baruch atah Hashem u'likeinu melech ha'olam atoy v'ameitiv. Even in Spitz, Teva, he sees the Eibishter. Nebuch, there's a tragedy, there's an accident, bad weather conditions, a drunken driver, he lost control. But the Yid gets up, he said, Mamalchis, you Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Olam, Dayan Emes. That the Yid that's living with Bayri Olam, Bu'a Gate and Bu'a State, in Toiv and Mutav, he points the finger, there's an Eibishter of a spiritual world. Look what a bracha does to a person. A person says a bracha, he changes the kel mistata to kel chai bekirvichem on the highway, in the lottery. It's all bari olam. Imagine you take your family to the zoo, you see a monkey, you make a bracha mishana habriyas. Because Yid knows bua gate and bua state, he never leaves bari olam. Person sitting home, it's comfortable, and he hears thunder. What does the Yid do? He makes a bracha. What's the purpose of the bracha? Like the Gemara says, thunder is supposed to wake a person up. Thunder, he sees Bari Olam. Chavetz Chaim, when he hears thunder, he says, Vos vil de tata. Because he saw in thunder is a Bari Olam that's sending a message, like the Gemara in Bracha says, to do tshuva. And how about the bracha of Asher Yotzer, Rabbi Yisrael? A bracha that we say a few times a day. How much a person could gain from the bracha if only he says it with kavana. Believe me, I could never do justice to that bracha. It needs a whole shiur for itself, but at least briefly we should appreciate that bracha nifla. I once read, I have it in my possession an article written by a world-renowned physician, published in all the famous papers. He became frum because of the bracha siyotza. He writes there, his son was in a terrible accident, and because of the trauma, he was unable to relieve himself. So for many weeks, he was on dialysis, and then slowly he started to be able to go himself, but it was unbelievable pain and yisurim. And someone mentioned, you know, there's a bracha by religious people, asiyotza, look into it. He's a very intelligent, intellectual person, and he studied a little bit about it, and he decided, I'm going to start saying this bracha, and my son will all say this bracha. And he saw what was obviously a dramatic change, a dramatic improvement, which is only attributable to the saying of the asiyotza. And he writes about the godless, his espilus of the chokhmah of Abaye, who made the bracha of asiyotza, how he saw the greatest miracle. The medical miracle is a person relieving himself. And how Chazal had the wisdom, the foresight, the chokhmah to say a bracha every time. That's what asiyotza is. He says that asiyotza is with the internet engine of such power that reaches its sublime address with no weight. Does that mean that a person is thanking the Yevista for giving him the greatest nest that's possible? And believe me, I'm not being megazim. Look into it. Study about the neflois of the Yevista when a person goes to the bathroom. Ask someone, Leoleno, that had a kidney stone. The yisurim, the excruciating pain, is unimaginable. Yes, I'm not megazim. This is the greatest nest. See, the South of Tshuva is Min HaShemayim. Sefer Niflam Oid. One of the Rishonim asked Silas, Min HaShemayim, and they replied. So he asked one in Siman Lamed Daled, he asked, do you have to make an asiyotza every time, or once a day is enough? So the reply, and let's not forget, this is Min HaShemayim. V'zeh Rishonim, Halo Yodata, you know it's Gemara, Dalet Sicha Lahoidais. Four times you have to make a brach of Goymo, V'choyla Echad Mihem, that's what asiyotza is. It's not only a bracha, it's a goyimel that you have the ability to do what is the greatest miracle. How an asiyotza to change a person. You know, once in the Shtetl Mir, a maskil came. It was very common in those days. And he made a ganze spiel, he made a whole skit. And he portrayed the yeshivalite, the bachim, made fun of them. But the gist of it was they sit a whole day and do nothing. And they're called asiyotza mentioned. That's all they do, I say asiyotza. And the whole city was an uproar, such a bazillion. Rabbi Yerucham heard about it. And he gave a special shmooze about this incident. It was a mabal dikish shmooze. But he went through from Chazal the mitzvahs of the gewaldige bracha of asiyotza, the nitzim, the neflois, the ployim that goes and a person relieves himself. And then he started shouting and yelling, and he goes, do you know what asiyotza is? Do we appreciate asiyotza? And he goes, Zeirufanund asiyotza mentioned, halavai we should be zoicha to be called asiyotza mentioned as a bracha, as a aliyah, halavai we should be zoicha to that title. He says, trust me, when a person relieves himself, it's a nest greater than you see at Mitzrayim. He wasn't being megazin. It's abot tzrichon lahoidos. And we have the opportunity to express to Borei Olam our thanks and look at the bracha. As doctor there, in great detail, he dissects every part of the asiyotza. And he goes, how did Abaye know that with the little steamer is the most common cause of death, heart attacks and strokes? It goes on to show mamish how every word of the bracha is tilaployim. That's what a bracha is, and that's the way a person lives with Borei Olam. Now, I once gave a muscle. Imagine a person who's working hard. He needs a vacation. I have to get away from everything and anything. Away from my job, my boss, my family, my children. He says, that's it, I'm going mountain climbing. He goes on Grand Canyon, he goes up to Grayson Mountain. And the normal person's away from everything. But you know, the Erlich Hayyid has a din of a Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. On the mountain, he makes the bracha of Isamasa Bereshis. Because the Yid knows he could get away from his family and his children and his boss, but he never leaves Bari Yailam. Because even on the high mountain, he's away from the whole world. But a Yid is Maimin Azazet Azet. Baruch Ata Hashem, you Hashem, I thank you for this glorious, magnificent mountain. And look what Meir Brachis are supposed to do to a person. In the bread that he eats, in the apple that he eats, in the lottery that he wins, in the tzara that he's faced with, on the mountain, in the zoo, use your imagination. Bu ayid gate, bu ayid state. He's so fully connected to Borei Olam. I think that's the pshat of Radvaz and Taimi HaMitzvahs in the Siman Pei. Hey, what's the pshat in a bracha? Lotei shevach v'hoida al kol dava v'dava. L'hoirai. To show ki mimenu hakol uv'yodei hakol. There's so much oinik to that. There's so much chachma to that. Because in every matzif, a yid turns to Borei Olam, I thank you for this, and I thank you for that. And the lightning is yours, and the tzar is yours. It's biyodei hakol umimenu hakol. And think about the bracha itself. A yid once had terrible problems, he needs chizik. I asked him, before I give you chizik, tell me, when was the last time you spoke to the Eibishter? He was shocked. What? He says, when was the last time you talked to the Eibishter? Me? What are you talking about? Me talking to the Eibishter? I said, 1 minute, did you make a bracha recently? Of course. What did you say? Baruch Atah Hashem. Type the simple meaning. What does Atah mean? You. You just spoke to Borei Olam. And you know something? It's not a brisma. We make the bracha Baruch Atah Hashem. You. Noichach. First person. Direct. I always wondered, you talk to the Rav, your Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva, you talk in third person, Nista, the Rosh Yeshiva. And mitamol, you talk to Borei Olam 100 times a day, Baruch Ata, Chavrusik Klap Ishmaya, you directly. Zot the Medrash and Shoicha Toiv Tehillim Tezayin. On the Pasik, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, our voice like, Shimu Sechi Nafsechem. Zuck the Medrash, Shmuel holds, you don't make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. That's disrespectful. Say Baruch Hashem. But Rav, and we pass you like that, the bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem. How could it be? Zikum says, how is it possible? Such a ha'aza. Zuck the Medrash, Bishas, and Mavarech, Tarech, Adam, Laima, Baruch Atah Hashem. You have to, not you're allowed to. Why Zok the Medrash al das Rav v'chsiv shivisi Hashem v'negdi tzomit? What a beautiful understanding. 100 times a day a person's mikayim shivisi by turning noichach directly to Borei Olam, Baruch Atah Hashem. Machzevichi in Siman Peches says it even klara. This is the way a yid lives with Borei Olam, and this is a yid lives with the Akara Azet 100 times a day. He talks to Borei Olam. Kol bracha, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Mem Amud Beis, she'ein ba malchus ein a bracha. A bracha has to have malchus. Again, another reminder that there's a melech ha'olam. So imagine if you get a package, not from your family, not from your friends. You get a package from the Eibishter, a care package in Borei Olam. You wouldn't believe it, but if it happened, it would be amazing, right? Zok the chinuch amitzvah tof lamid in a moedik piece about brachis. When you say a bracha, why does it have to have melech ha'olam? Zok the chinuch, because who ha'melech aleihem l'shalchem al kol asher yechpot. The food that you eat, the apple that you eat, was sent a package from the Melech HaOlam. And that's the simple meaning why there's Malchus in every bracha. Every bracha, Rabbi says, has so much meaning. Think about the simple meaning of every bracha. The ato, the you, the melech ha'olam, that feeling the Eibush is watching. And then the bayre hamoitzi lechem in ha'aretz, the amun of us licked in the hamoitzi, but the amun of us licked in the ashiyotza. Mimenu hakol v'yodei hakol, every bracha that we say, we are affirming our amun in bayre yoylam. Isn't that the answer to our kashis? Why punkt in this pasuk of Ma Hashem Shoyel Kim Le'ira, is there an inyan of Meir Brachis? Because that's the oifen of coming to Yirah Shamayim. The Meir Brachis is the most guaranteed, the easiest way to come to Emunah. And this is not my chiddush. The Rambam twice in his Brachis, Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel, Halacha Dalet, wonders, why is it on everything a Yid does is a bracha? Birchas HaMitzvahs, Birchas HaNenin, Birchas HaNenin. Why, Frek the Rambam, why is it Birchas HaShevach V'Aidah? Zok the Rambam, Kidei Liska Es HaBoyri Tamid. And then Halacha Dalet again, Kidei Liska Es HaBoyri Tamid Uleyira Mimenu. Gival, that's what a bracha is. A bracha is a way of doing Ma Hashem Shoyel Mimach. Isn't that the pshat in the Gemara Bava Kama, the Flamit, Haiman the boy the Mehevi Chassida? So one weighs up the Gemara, Yikayim Mili the Brachis. It's very nice to do Brachis. What does it have to do with Chassidus? Because that's the best way. Or the Ato, the Hashem, the Boyer Priya 8, a person literally to become sicker with Emunah. There's a lot to say when you talk about Brachis. You look into the Rishonim, the Chinuch and Taflamit, the Rashbin, the Chubis and Heilam and Aleph. They all concede that we could never understand what the bracha is. The Rashbi writes, the Furish, the Yesoidis that I can't understand. The Chinuch writes, I could write and write and write, but I'll never even come to a tipashev yam of the oimik of every bracha. But you know what the pashtus of a bracha is, if I have to reduce it? You know what the simple purpose of a bracha? A bracha is a makar bracha. The Rishonim wonder, why do we have to get up? We have to praise Hashem? Does the Eibush need our brachas? And like I said, there's an arichas in the Rishonim. But the kitzah, what all the Rishonim say, we're not giving the Eibush the brachas. The Eibush is a makar bracha who doesn't need our bracha. We need our bracha. Because our bracha in reality is the makar of our bracha. Sounds strange, no? But the Rishonim explain whether baruch means brecha or makar baruch. But it's clear when a yid makes a bracha, he's getting a bracha. The Rashbin Brachas Dav Zayin learns the Gemara. The Eibush turns to Yishmael. Yishmael b'ni barcheni, bench me. So what does the Gemara say? Yishmael says, Yiratzen sheyich b'shurach mecha tazcha, and he goes on to make a tefillah for Klal Yisrael. Frag the Rashba, the Eibush to ask you for a bracha. Why do you come with a tefillah? But the Rashba, that's what a bracha is. A bracha that we say is a makar bracha that we so desperately need. The Rishonim, the Bein B'chayim, and Kadach HaMach explains, the Gemara Salam and Hey and Brachas, if you don't say a bracha, you're geizel from Knesset Yisrael. What did I steal from Klal Yisrael? You stole the bracha, which is a makar bracha for Klal Yisrael. The Bein B'chayim, in Parshas Ekev, says, why are there tzaras by Klal Yisrael? In Pel Chu'imi B'keri, you don't attribute your bracha to Boyer Yoylam. Now, one said, look how Yidin talk in Yiddish. Macha bracha. Don't say zada bracha. In English even, make a bracha. Because the Yiddish in the Shema is sensitive enough to perceive that we're not saying a bracha, we're making a bracha. Like the Rebbe Bechai says it so clearly, a bracha is not a tzoyrach gavoya, it's a tzoyrach hegit, it's for us. Our greatest source of bracha is the Meir Brachas we say. To go on and on, but isn't that the pshat in the Medrash? David HaMelech realized if there's a magefa, if there's tsaris, the answer is Meir Brachas. Because Meir Brachas is a makar of bracha. And that's why there's so much great tchar, chazal, promise of bracha. Because bracha is the most powerful, the most effective makar of bracha. There's so much to say. We talk about brachas. But one thing we have to realize, how important these brachas are to us. The Smag in the end of Simon Samach Dalit writes, when he finished writing his monumental work, the Smag, the Seif HaMitzvah, he had a dream. And they told him, Hinei Sechachta Esa'ika. You made a beautiful Sefer on each and every mitzvah, but you left out the most important inyan. Hishamalacha Pentishkach Es Hashem. Think about that. The Smag wrote every mitzvah. What a tremendous work. He had all the mitzvahs in front of him. But Shemayim, they reminded him, you forgot the most important. Hishamalacha. Never forget the Eibishter. I was thinking how much halacha lemaisa that Smag is for us. We're learning and we're davening and we're doing mitzvahs, but we have to stop and think from time to time, did we forget the Ikkah? Where are we holding in Ma'a Hashem Shoyel Me'imach? Where are we holding in the Inyan of Meir Brachas that we see is so, so important to us? The Meir Brachas, the Brachas we say every day, is supposed to be the Makar of our Bracha. But let's say Chas V'Shalom, we don't say the Brachas properly. What does the Meir Brachas turn into? I'd rather not say it, Barabim, even. But look in the Sefer Chassidim and Siman Mem Vav. A Shreklech Chaloshin, and what's more Shreklech, all the Paiskim quote it. The Chassidim, the Chayodim, the Klal Hei, the Mr. Bruin, Siman Hei, quote it almost verbatim. That when Yidin say brachas without kavana, the apes to turn to them and says, look, b'piv, b'svasav kibduni, but liboy rachak mineni. He's saying, he's mumbling, but where's the heart? Where's the Yiddish heart when he makes a bracha? And that's why there's a charein af by the Eibishter, and that's the terrible chorbin and sorrow that Yidin have. And he goes on to say, a mice of pella of someone that was punished years after his patira because he didn't say brachas properly. Rachmana l'tzlan, the mekar of our bracha could turn into the mekar of our klala, of our tzaret, Rachmana l'tzlan. Where are we holding in this inyan that nizgav ma'oid of meyer brachas? You know, Gadol once pointed out that a person in 70 years of his lifetime says over 2.5 million brachas. It's a chesed. 36,500 brachas a year. In a lifetime, there's 2.5 million brachas. And I saw that a chap mechana pshita. When did I ever speak about meir brachas? 2.5 million mekara brachas, if you don't say it properly, Hashem Yirachin, could be 2.5 mekara of Vilnius Dagen. I used to wonder, a bracha, Chazal promised us, a bracha should have such a tremendous effect and impact on our lives. Why doesn't it? Maybe it's the Liboy Rachat Mimeni. The Abarbanel writes, a bracha, but like Kavana, is like a guf, but like Neshama. Are we focused on this Inyan of Meir Brachas? And again, it's impossible to do justice to the bracha. To a word, to look at the Mitzvah Chaim and Sarbeis, Perig Yud, about one teva of a bracha, the oimik in it, who could do justice? But let's at least try. Let's at least start steiging in the Inyan of brachas. I always think the lesson of the Ramban and the Egeret is very helpful, very practical. When someone wants to grow in brachas or in davening, hachen libcha lefnei hamakim zaptei Ramban. First, prepare, get ready, and then chashoyv hadibur koydim shetaytienu mipicha. There's so much hadracha in these simple words. someone that wants to do Mo'asem Soyel Me'ima, someone that wants to grow in Me'ya Brachas, first, before you say the bracha, it's not more than a split second, but stop and think what you're about to do. You're about to do what the Eibishter wants from us to do. You know, the Shlod's brother in the Yashmeichlin writes, Yargal Atmai Behergal Tatma, a plainikai. Kisabal is Spal Eilavarach Shem Bracha. Before you say the bracha, don't start. Take it from Miyad Pesapisayim. Rak Yargal Atmai Listaik Ulistaik Mikoidim. Don't just say a bracha. Pause for, albeit a split second, and then say the bracha. And Rabbi Zemachtirchi, Doik Zitista, try it and you'll see how this Hergel Cotton, this Kleinikite of pausing a split second before you say the bracha, how that will affect the bracha that you say. I certainly believe this is part of the Chiyuv of the Gemara in Mem Zayin and Brachas. La Yizrei Bracha Mitiv. Don't just rattle off a bracha. Pause for a second. I sometimes people ask themselves, I forgot if I made a bracha. How is it possible a Yid forgot if he made a bracha? Did you forget if you ate lunch? That you ate lunch? How does a person be not sure if he made the bracha? This terrible question is the answer. Not to be zoyrik bracha mipiv. Mipi soifrim besvarim, the Mesilat Yisharim, Perikud Zayim, Bechtzirchayodam, in Klal Salmaches, all urge a Yid the importance of a chana before a mitzvah. How much more so a chana before a bracha? The bracha, in all its godless, in all its glory, has a terrible disadvantage. When do we say a bracha? In the middle of eating. When we're busy, right? It's a double nifla. Asiyot somehow becomes tzilat haderach. A person is moving, he's going, he's doing 100 things, as he says asiyot. How unfortunate that is. How connected, how lacha that is. The Shulchan Aruch in two places, there's an issa to do anything while you're saying a bracha. And how about the bracha of Ashiyotzar, that nifla, dika bracha like we showed? It's the herbal cotton of getting used to pausing for a split second. How commendable, how noteworthy it is, the minig many have, they stop and they read the Ashiyotzar off a tzetel. That's the school of the Yashmeichlin. That's the guarantee the bracha will be a bracha. Not to fall into a bracha. To pause that split second. I once read about the Pchatz Levenstein, the day he was nifta. He hadn't eaten anything the whole day. It was late in the afternoon. The family were very worried. What's wrong? But he couldn't talk. He couldn't communicate. They kept bringing him food. He wouldn't touch it. So finally a Talmud, a close Talmud, came and chatz. He goes, he asked, where's the Mashiach's hat? They gave him Abchatzko's hat. He put on Abchatzko's head. And Abchatzko made a bracha and started eating. Abchatzko had a minig that he didn't make any bracha without wearing a hat. And that's why he couldn't eat. He didn't have the hat for the bracha. That's a madrega. But the godless of that story is the hachona. Not to fall into a bracha. Let it be our hachana. I meant I once told upon this story. So he says, no, Ragavaldiga Madrega. Obalakolapachis, medaf onpan the cup from a machta bracha. You have to put on your head when you make the bracha. And when you say that's the part one, possibly when you say a bracha, not to fall into a bracha. Pause for a split second, and maftiach you, this herigal cotton, will have an impact on your bracha. And then when you say a bracha, think what you're saying. Think of the simple meaning, the mechava in Sif Hei, is mechayev ayid, yechavan the bracha is piris hamilos. And like the Levush points out, if not, is that a person? Or is that a parrot, of the Levush? To oiv hametzavtek, ezok, does he know what he's saying? Look at a bracha. A boy says, sometimes stop and look at the birchas hatoyah. Look at the three brachas that both pick up a person and give him a different chesed. You know, the tzlach on brachas, the end of brachas, one is, why is it the first mesechet of Shas is called brachas? It's about Krishna and Tzila. Why is it called brachas? Zok the tzlach, because the atzlocha in learning in Gan Shas is Birchas HaTorah. If you say Birchas HaTorah with Kavana, you'll have atzlocha in Gan Shas. And that's why they called it Masechta Brachas, a subtle reminder of the importance of Brachas. Look at Birchas HaTorah and what Birchas HaTorah is supposed to do to a person. But Liboy Rachat Mimeni, if there's no heart, if there's no hergish. Look at the bracha that we say to also Likol Sarki. The Moshe Schwab Zichron Levracha once said, the biggest Aveira Yid could do, he doesn't believe the Emunah Shleima in the bracha to also Likol Sarki. There's so much oimik to that. The bracha to also Likol Sarki is the complete workover in the Yiddish Emunah that you Abishta gave me all that I need for this coming day. Imagine we say that with some kind of kavana, with pasuk piris hamilas. We say before a mitzvah of birchas hamitzvah. Right? Zok the ritva in sachem dav zayin. It's a hachana to the mitzvah. Zok the ritva kedei. This is the bracha that the mitzvah should be chal. But with this bracha, the idea to oisa oisa in mitnei mitzvah Hashem yisbarach. A birchas hamitzvah is an improvement to the mitzvah. Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayzot. It's a achana to the mitzvah that we do. Each mitzvah is a gem. Each mitzvah is a each bracha is a gem. Each bracha is a diamond. Each bracha is an aliyah. It's like a spaceship that has the power that pushes it off. Each bracha is what to push a person higher and higher in avodas Hashem. That's why I was thinking that muscle that I said about the blackout is such a perfect muscle. We have 100 brachas every day. And there's so much potential in the Mei of brachas. Look how it affects our learning. Look at how it affects our davening, our shmeinesis, if we pause a split second before we say each bracha. Look how brachas affect the mitzvahs that we do. Look how brachas affect the amunah that we have, the simcha that we have in a mitzvah. But like this, the heart is not there. What is the bracha? What does the bracha have to offer? There's so much, Rabbi Yisrael, there's so much a bracha to give us. But what I think, and what really pains me, is sometimes a kleinikite that can make all the difference. 2.5 million brachas a yid is zaycha to say in his lifetime, and with a little training, believe me, it's a kleinikite. I can't say this by some midos and avoidus tikkun on midos, but in brachas I could say this emphatically. It's a kleinikite. It's this herdel cotton to pause before you say the bracha, and when you say the bracha, say it with meaning. Think what you're saying. We mentioned Allah in Shulchan Aruch twice in our chayim not to do something while you're saying a bracha. And the Magen Avraham says even a tashlish tal, even a kleinikite. To me, that's not just halacha lemaisa, that's an eitz of toiva. Look what you're doing. You're going to talk to Borei Olam, Lashem Noirach, Baruch Ata Hashem. What else do you have on your mind at this moment? What else could you be thinking if not the words of the bracha? How long is a bracha? How long does it take to say the bracha? And invariably, the difference between the Makara bracha or Le'alein of the Makara klala is a second. And I once said to the Derech Tzatzis, but the Yisaitis Emes, Yesh Koina Olamai B'Shah Achas. Add up all these seconds that make the difference between a bracha and not a bracha. And what does it amount to? It's a kleinikite. 2.5 million brachas you say in your lifetime, you could change with a kleinikite. I often tell my children, when I see them chapping a bracha, you're saying the bracha anyhow. Why don't you say it with meaning? But a child is a child who often is Eini Yedeya L'mi Mevareich. But we're adults. We know L'mi Mevareich. We know what the Ata means. We know what Hashem Aleikenu means. We know what the Melech Ha'Oila means. We know what Amaytzi Lechem and Aret means. Why aren't we seeing the effect of a bracha? Maybe it's because we're not having this Hergel Katan. There's so much, Rabbi Say, so much in our life could be improved if we add a little power, a little koyach, a little chizik to what's so important to us, how it affects our learning and our mitzvahs and our yiras shamayim, how ultimately that's what Hashem Aleichecha Shoyel Mimach. It's a simas leiv, it's an attention, and again, it's a kleinekeit. Why is it that it's einish noyra ma'oid when someone doesn't make a bracha properly? Libi oimali, because the Eibser looks down and says, Kindalach, I gave you a bracha that could do so much to your life. And all it needs is a little hisboyness, a little simas leiv. You don't even give that heart. You can't even change a little bit. That's why there's an einish noyra. Tikkun amidus, adreisa avoida. But tikkun abrachas is a kleinekeit. Midas toiva meruba. When someone is focused on this, on the hachana to the bracha, and b'shas ma'isa, like we say, to ligand the bracha. Bracha is not all that long, but when you say a bracha, to say the bracha, because that's our makar bracha. Let me just be messiah with a story I heard from someone who heard it from the Baal Ma'isa. Hagid came to explain the Zalman in the last year of his life, when Zalman was a duck in Musl again. And he had a terrible machla, and he needed a big yeshua. And he asked Abshleimu Zalman, give me a skula, I'm desperate. Abshleimu Zalman, with his classical anava, looks at him and says, who am I to tell you what to do? But I'll tell you, 30 years ago, I was in a similar situation. He was a chayla mesukin, terrible, with a terrible prognosis. And I'll tell you what I did, so if I did it, I could suggest you do it also. I was mekabel, as a bracha, this is lashon. A bracha zol zayin a bracha. The baruch zol zayin a baruch. The atah zol zayin a atah. The Hashem zol zayin a Hashem. And that's what helps to me. He said. You know, you hear this story, and there's so much chokhmah to that, because that's the eitzah for the magefa of a person in his life. It's the meyer bracha. That's the makar bracha in a person's life, the meyer bracha. That's the school and the flaw that we Chazal promised in no uncertain terms is the greatest accomplishment, the meyer bracha. And as the Bach Taka in Simen Mem Vav adds, the Medrash tells the story to teach a person when he has a tzara, the eighth is meyer bracha. I could say emor ma'at v'asei harve. The kleinekeit of tikkun of brachas is the emar ma'at that is a say so much, so harve. The Eved is no help, and we should realize the makar bracha, but licked in our bracha, the shefa that we can have from the brachas, and to realize that's really ma'asem ulechef l'shayomim.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגדי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגדי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגדי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.